This is your Worldview Minute, Episode 2. I'm Jonathan Morrow, and this podcast is all about helping you follow Jesus with greater confidence in a confused and chaotic culture, and helping a new generation build a lasting faith. Has God spoken? One of the core truths to understand about Christianity is that we serve a God who speaks. One of my favorite things to do as a family is explore national parks, and there's nothing quite like Yosemite Valley for sheer beauty. It's epic, but of all the amazing things to see there, El Capitan may be my favorite. This massive granite monolith is 3,000 feet tall from base to summit, and it goes straight up. If you're standing at the base of it, it's pretty hard not to be moved by the sheer size and height of it all. I've found that this is a helpful illustration of how God's general revelation works. So in this episode, I want to share three things every Christian needs to know about general revelation. The first truth you need to know is that God desires to be known. Christianity is a revealed religion. The basic idea is that God exists and has spoken, and this God is discovered by humanity. It is often said that God has two books, the book of nature and the book of scripture. The book of nature is sometimes called general revelation, and that's what we'll be talking about today. And then there's the book of scripture called special revelation, which we'll explore in our next episode. To reveal simply means making something known that was previously unknown. And we need God to reveal himself to us because we are so different. God is infinite or unlimited, and as humans, we are finite or limited. Without God taking the initiative, we could not know him. But because there is so much to discover about God through his general and special revelation, so many divine clues to follow, it is clear that God desires to be known. The second truth you need to know is that everyone has access to basic truths about God and reality. General revelation is God's communication to everyone, regardless of when they have lived historically or where they have lived geographically. God has revealed himself through what has been made. As the Apostle Paul said, "Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Romans 1:19-20. And the psalmist says this, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world." Psalm 19:1-4. So whether it's El Capitan in Yosemite Valley, a brilliant sunset over the ocean, looking at the mind-boggling amount of information contained in DNA through a microscope, or peering into deep space through the Hubble telescope, all of us have a sense that a very powerful and intelligent creator exists. God has also revealed himself through the human conscience. Paul again says this, "Indeed, when Gentiles, who do not have the law, do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them." Romans 2:14-15. There is a tuning fork in our hearts and minds that makes us aware of when something we are doing is morally out of tune, something that is wrong. We have a standard of behavior that we know we fall short of, and we also have a sense that we are accountable for what we do. And no one has to teach us this. The third truth you need to know is that everyone is capable of suppressing the general truth God has revealed because of sin. The essence of sin is rebellion. While that's not popular to say in today's culture of positive thinking, it's true. As powerful as the evidence can be, sometimes we try to push it back down. Which reminds me of the always terrifying Jack in the Box. I mean, who really invented those things? Eventually, that thing is going to come back up, even though we wish it would stay down. Or think about it this way. Have you ever been in an argument when you knew you were wrong, but kept on arguing anyway? Yeah, me either, but I've heard people struggle with that. No, if we're honest, we have the amazing capacity to suppress the truth with each other. How much more is that the case when it comes to God? Before we leave this point, if you're like me, then you've probably wondered, if Christianity is really true, then why are there so many other religions? Well, general revelation explains that. From the dawn of time, people have picked up on various divine clues that God has left behind for them to follow. There is more than enough evidence to keep seeking God if people want to. But something more is needed. And that's where special revelation comes in. But we'll talk more about that in our next episode, so you definitely don't want to miss that. I always want to make this podcast clear and actionable because I know you're crazy busy and you may have even zoned out a little bit while I was just talking. Don't worry, I'm not offended and I do it too. So here are three things every Christian needs to know about general revelation. First, God desires to be known. Second, everyone has access to basic truths about God and reality. And third, everyone is capable of suppressing the general truth God has revealed because of sin. In fact, we're quite good at it. If you are working out or driving while listening, no worries, I've got you covered. I took good notes and have a free PDF guide from today's podcast and a few bonus questions you can use around the dinner table on this topic as well. Just go to jonathanmorrow.org, click on podcast in the menu, and look for episode 2. We learn best by trying to explain things to others, so I encourage you to find someone this week to share this with. Well, thanks for listening to your Worldview Minute podcast. Could you do me a huge favor? Take a second and go to iTunes and rate this podcast. That helps keep this visible on iTunes and helps others find out about it. And if you haven't already, take a second to subscribe to this podcast in iTunes so you never miss an episode and your Worldview Minute is delivered to you automatically. As always, you can find more resources to help you follow Jesus with greater confidence and clarity at jonathanmorrow.org. I've got good news. Christianity is really true. And because it's true, it changes everything. We'll see you next time.